Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam in the Morning podcast, brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Centers, where I get my wild country tires. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
This is Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
They read poetry at a basketball game.
With Dusty Hera.
There's just one thing, dude. You have to use so many cuss words.
And Cam Cleland.
Nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills, computer hacking skills. Girls only want boyfriends who have great skills.
Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
First you gotta do the truffle shuffle. Come on, do it!
On 1080 The Fan.
Okay, it's 8 o'clock. It's Thursday. What? What?
We were talking about Christmas in before because I mentioned you really quickly about my daughter's lesson. Do you guys have... everybody, it's a question for everybody out there. Do you guys have an elf on a shelf?
No.
Buck?
Nope.
Only for kids.
It wasn't a thing when I was growing up, and we don't have children in the house now, so no. Yeah.
Okay.
No, we don't do that.
So our magic elf's name is Steve.
Steve. What up, Steve?
Steve.
How you doing?
And Steve moves all over the place.
Yeah.
And if you touch him...
Does Steve move every night?
Steve is... He's like the flight of the condor, man. He's everywhere.
Yeah. And if you touch him, he...
The magic goes away.
Oh, magic goes away.
Magic goes away.
Oh.
So I just wanted to make sure that everybody out there is really loving their elf on the shelf.
I saw a tweet from Cousin Sal, Jimmy Kimmel's
I was going to reference
cousin,
that one, yeah.
And it was fantastic. He put his elf, or he put on Twitter where his elf on the shelf landed.
Yeah.
On that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on his kid's iPad. He posted that on social media, and the kid's iPad, the kid was devastated, but you can't touch him because the magic leaves.
Can't touch him.
Yeah.
Yeah, in that household scenario, if you touch the elf, you get coal for Christmas. That's what happens.
That's true. So
what happens. And the magic is gone. And
no iPad for that day.
And then there are people that have multiple elves, like 4 and 5 elves.
How did so many get commissioned to their house?
I'm telling you, maybe we're just a popular family.
We're still waiting on ours to get to our house.
Just wanted to make sure.
Apparently. All right, we do it every single Thursday to start off the 8 o'clock hour. And for those of you on Twitter, you can go to @Dusty_Hera, and you can see it. It's our NFL challenge. I will show you what Cam Cleland's face looks like
when he hears the
bells.
I'm not acting.
The competition is keen.
I don't know, fellas. I think there's potential in this crowd.
Every game counts.
I'll put a game plan together and we're going to win.
That's why Dusty and Cam have poured countless hours of research into their pro football predictions.
It was fiercely fought, but frightfully flawed.
Well, anyway, this is the Fan's NFL Challenge, a competition between the Fan Air staff, the Junior Fan Genius, and you. Brought to you by Encore Audio Video. The NFL Challenge with Dusty and Cam, and Buck's here too, on 1080.
Let's go find out if they're ready today.
The Fan.
See when the bells go on, Cam's face changed. And if you are following @Dusty_Hera, you can see it right now. Cam's eyes went to the side, his face changed. The bells do this to you, man. The bells do this to you.
It turns him into a colder, battle-hardened soul.
Yeah.
There's certainly a place you have to go to.
Well, you're there, man.
There's a dark place.
How do you stop this?
I don't know. All right. Will you stop pointing that thing at me? It's giving me the creeps.
My wife said that.
Mm.
Wait, what? All right, NFL Challenge. We pick 5 games straight up. Win as you can play along at 1080thefan.com. It is the Pro Football Challenge brought to you by Encore Audio Video. An entertainment center makeover is on the line. First game, how about we go tonight? 5:20. Fox, Chargers, Chiefs.
Why is it at 5:20? Does that drive you crazy?
Pre-game hype machine,
yeah,
man.
We're going to kick off at 5:07.
Yeah, well, guess what?
Oh.
Kick off at 5 and start everything at 4:40.
Here's my other thing.
All right.
Never seen a kickoff actually kick off at the actual time it says.
Oh, no, of course not.
It's a lie. It's the biggest lie in sports. We got a 12:32 kickoff. Yeah. You ever seen a Blazer, you ever seen a Blazer game actually make it for the 7:30 Blazer game on
TNT? Can you imagine if one weekend every sporting event started right on the top or bottom of every hour and everyone would be 5 minutes late to every game?
Throw off everything.
I would love it. Yeah, we need that chaos.
Yeah, but now we don't expect it, so we just plan on showing up 5 minutes late.
You know what the one thing is that's a little screwy, though?
What?
The 1:20 and 1:25 kickoffs that happen in the NFL, it's weird. They stagger those by 5 minutes, so you always have one game that goes a little bit longer.
Red Zone Channel.
And it gets you to Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
All right, who do you got, Chargers or Chiefs?
Man, I'm really excited about this game. And I think Kansas City, although the pick'em line is 3.5, that's the home field advantage. It's a pick'em game, kind of, because you get the home field 3 points. I got to see how Tyreek Hill is, man. That's a big advantage for them. If he's limping out there, he's not the same guy. Pass rush of the Chargers.
Can't do it now.
This is really difficult for me. I'm going to take my gut tells me to take the Chiefs because it's a home field, so I'm going to take Chiefs.
Okay. I'm going Chiefs as well. Or no. Chargers.
Why?
Go Chargers, go.
I'm going Chargers. We outlined it earlier.
Yeah.
You have three offensive linemen on the IR
for
the
year.
Big win,
too, by the Chiefs. I'm going to talk me into this.
Spencer Ware.
I'm changing. I'm picking the Chargers, too. I'm changing. I'm feeling that.
Sammy Watkins out.
Changing.
You've got Tyreek Hill banged up. Yeah. The defense isn't that good. Meanwhile, San Diego's defense is healthy. Well, the two running backs are out for the Chargers.
Well, since I picked this, it doesn't really matter because I'm not a gambler. I'm going to go with the Chargers because I think the Chiefs are emotionally and physically spent after that game with Baltimore. To bounce back in 3 days like this
and be able to
play in a game like that, Chargers, man.
But San Diego does have to go on the road.
They do. Chiefs at home.
And I will remind you of this, that the Chargers had to empty the tank to come all the way back against the Steelers as well.
So yes, they did.
I think that the home field advantage...
Wait, what? Steelers? Wait. No, they played... Steelers lost to Oakland.
Steelers?
What game are you thinking of?
I'm going 2 weeks ago.
You going Bengals?
I'm going 2 weeks back.
You can't time machine that, Buck. Yeah.
Well, that's what
unfair.
I did.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess
easy
I can.
Time bandit. So well, your theory sucks. Pick.
Either way.
Yeah, give us your crappy theory
on this. Give us your crappy theory, Buck.
I will
Buck.
Support my pick with old information. I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
They held on to beat the Bengals. 26-21.
Yeah, that was a good battle. 2 weeks ago, they emptied the tank against the Steelers.
Emptied the tank.
Yeah. All right, next game. I'm going to go Saturday game on you. How about those red-hot Cleveland Browns, 5-7-1 against the 6-7 Broncos?
Did you see what Baker Mayfield asked the fans of Cleveland to do? He asked the fans of Cleveland and said, we really like your support. We really want you to show up. It gives us lots of energy. You got to be kidding me. He's already complaining that the fans aren't showing up.
He wants him to show up in Denver?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what he said.
All right.
Denver's winning this football game.
Denver. Okay. I'm going opposite of that. I'm going Road Warriors again. I'm going Cleveland. I for this reason and this reason only.
I got a Patrick Mahomes for you when you pick that.
I got That's one reason about that and pick. One reason only. I want Baker Mayfield to win more games without... what's his name? Hugh Jackson.
Obviously a tie, you know.
Then he won in his entire 40 games as the head coach. He went 3-37 as head coach.
I don't mind saying that either.
They could win their fourth game in, five tries without him.
I'm not saying that Baker's not playing well.
Yeah. And the Broncos are melting down. And
yeah, they just lost to the Niners.
That loss last week may have been the nail in their coffin.
Vance Joseph not going to get not going to have a job much longer.
Not having the time of his life, that's for sure.
He's a Case Keenum going.
Yeah, I still think playing at Mile High will give the edge to Denver and their defense.
All right, two hot teams play on Sunday. Cowboys Colts. Cowboys have to go on the road with their winning streak. Meanwhile, the Colts at 7-6, right in the thick of that playoff hunt.
You go first.
I'm going to go with Dallas. They're playing really well right now. I don't see their streak ending. Being on the road is a changer in this one, but they're just rolling too much right now.
Another tough quarterback they're going to face, Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck has T.Y. Hilton.
Yes.
That's all Andrew Luck really has.
Well, they're playing well enough to win football games.
And that's at Lucas Oil. Gosh, the Cowboys are playing really well, and these games mean a lot to them because they got to stretch the division lead. And Cowboys are considered, we're all jumping on the Cowboys train as they're considered a real Super Bowl contender because they play everything really balanced. I don't know if they're considered a Super Bowl
contender. I don't know if
contender.
I buy that.
I don't know.
But the playoff team, for sure.
But
I like
the Cowboys here. It's hard to pick against them right now. It really is.
Here's one thing, though, that may have me lean towards Indy on this, is that you have a Cowboys team that feels as if they had to grind it out against Philly. They feel like they control the division, which they do. Do they have a letdown when they hit the road?
No, because these games mean that much to them, I think.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I think the Colts got all the right moves. I'm going to go with Indy.
Wow. 6'2" wow. Stack monster, Tom Cruise.
Wow. Buck, slow on the trigger of that one. Green Bay heads
to
Chicago.
Yeah, I don't remember where I put that one.
Green Bay heads to Chicago.
6'2" Stack monster. 6'2" Stack monster. Ready?
Will Aaron Rodgers keep up his play, or will the Bears flex their muscles at Soldier for a second straight weekend?
This is a really good game, man. This is a great game to pick because Aaron Rodgers is still mathematically in the playoff hunt. How about that? Take that
Weird.
For data. Weird. How about that? Bears with get Mitchell
Take
Trubisky.
That for data.
Mitch Trubisky is better with his feet than he is with his arm. We do believe that. That's pretty obvious. But you're playing at Soldier Field, so home field advantage does go to the Bears. Bears got a great defense. Bears shut down a really good offense for the Rams last week. What makes you think that they're not going to shut down the Packers? I'm taking the Bears.
The Rams are soft.
I'm taking the Bears.
The Rams are soft.
And the Packers are what?
Green Bay tough.
Mm. Plus, you've got the Bears. Oh, no. Didn't you have the Packers winning out?
No.
Oh. You had the Bears winning out?
Yes.
That's what it was.
Mm. I'm going to go with Chicago as well. That defense too good, too nasty. Mitchell Trubisky, he was working off the rust too in that game against LA, and they still pulled out a win. I think he shreds the Packers defense.
Bears.
The Bears.
How about this one?
Bowl of sausage.
Do we even really need to pick the Seahawks-Niners game? Can we not?
No, because I want to know what Buck's going to pick because right. That's his team.
Seahawks.
Seahawks by 21.
Okay. Seahawks riding that train.
Okay.
Yeah.
Patriots, right, Steelers. If the Patriots lose, they drop to fourth in the AFC picture, potentially.
How close are they to losing this division? Fractionally close. No, they're not going to lose the division. I think the Steelers are reeling. I think there's a serious problem there. I think Mike Tomlin has one of those things that he's dealing with is he going to be the coach moving not only just so much further, but is he going to be a coach in the next 4 years here? Mike Tomlin is, I know that the Steelers are the one that are always been stable, and they're always built upon being stable with their head coach and their quarterback. I'm telling you, man, Patriots are going to win this game, and this is going to be one of those that might send Mike Tomlin packing.
I wholeheartedly agree on that. Think of all the turmoil they've had, not just this year, but, I mean, you can rewind this thing 3-4 years where you had the Le'Veon Bell, LeGarrette mm-hmm. Blount weed issues, Martavis Bryant. Player control issues, Antonio Brown stuff, even the small stuff like the Facebook Live in the locker room. Yeah. There have been like every single year you've had these rumblings. This year it boiled over. Le'Veon Bell, your best player, doesn't show up. That's not all Mike Tomlin's fault, but it's a sign of dysfunction.
It's the Steelers.
And you may have a change.
It's weird too because what the Steelers have done is that they have the Rooney family and you say stability. But here's a term we use in college all the time, lack of institutional control. That's kind of what I feel like the Steelers do.
Well, instability can turn to apathy really quickly.
Yep.
And it won't be an apathetic fan base, but within the franchise, it can turn to apathy. Give me New England.
Yeah, considering the embarrassing nature of New England's loss with the whole Miami miracle, I don't think there's any way they drop this game. The Steelers are the portrait of dysfunction right now, losing at Oakland. Give me the Pats.
Yeah, I think Gronk starts at free safety, too.
It's already been addressed.
He really showed something.
The ability to fall down.
Yeah, he didn't even do that gracefully.
No.
All right, you can play the Pro Football Challenge at 1080thefan.com. It's brought to us by our friends at Encore Audio Video. Sign up. It's free to play, and you can go head-to-head with us. Coming up next, how does the rest of the Power 5 grab power from the SEC? 8:16 on The Fan. Hot Elf on the Shelf talk. Got a lot of them. P1 Steve loves the name of your elf on the shelf, Cam. Steve.
It's a great name.
Wait, how do we know they're not the same?
No.
We have a P1 elf?
Maybe P1 Steve is really your P1 elf on the shelf.
I like that. I like that. I
somebody
like
texted in on the Better You text line. Just, I lost it.
Well, that's a terrible tease because you can't really read any of the words on there except for creepy and little.
Blank the elf on his blanking shelf. That creepy little blanky.
Jeez, aggressive. What'd that elf do to you?
No, there's a little guy just staring at you.
My gosh.
It's like dolls. It's like sleeping in a room with dolls. It's creepy.
So like most children in America?
Well, so my mom's got these dolls from her childhood that are super nice, like porcelain and all these super expensive.
My grandma makes
classic dolls. Mm-hmm. They're probably from, you know, from the 1950s. When we go stay there, there's all these dolls around, and the boys got to sleep there. And my oldest is like, Dad, I can't sleep in this dang room. They're looking at me.
Okay, next time you're up there, you need to put a phone on speakerphone, and you need to wait until they fall asleep, and then just start talking.
Doing that. So we had to remove the dolls or turn them around so they weren't looking at. He was creeped out by it.
Or do like a recording of like children laughing, and then just play that in the background of the room.
Yeah.
I had an English teacher in high school who had the heads of Cabbage Patch head dolls just on her shelves in our classroom. That was odd.
Wait,
what?
What?
So Cabbage Patch Kid dolls, the heads, she had them like lined up on her shelves in her English classroom.
Voodoo? Oh, cool. What is this, serial killing 101?
I don't know.
What kind of class?
Cabbage Patch dolls?
Is that?
Yeah, Miss Sabatini.
How old were you?
I was a freshman in high school.
I miss Sabatini does some weird stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are the kids into this year, the presents? You know, that's what I'm saying. Remember the Cabbage Patch run? You were a little bit old.
No, I was too young. No, I was right in this Cabbage
Patch.
I remember my sister getting the Cabbage Patch on the Cabbage Patch train. That was a big year for my sister. She was New Kids on the Block and Cabbage Patch Kids.
Baby.
She got a New Kids on the Block sleeping bag and a Cabbage Patch doll. Great year for Hillary.
I'm out of touch, but I don't know what it is, the trends right now. I don't know. Stop with the ear pods, because that's all I hear is, right, oh, to get my kid AirPods.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my kid headphones.
I'm still too young in that. We're still too young.
250.
Four and
two. Yeah, you're fine.
We're not getting
there. They're not into something?
No, I mean.
It's usually something.
We're getting hula hoop.
Oh.
Hula hoop is the big ask.
How do you wrap that bad boy up?
I don't know. That's Santa's job, not mine.
Oh, Santa's doing that. Okay.
So not mine. I don't have to worry about that. And then, you know, when you have a little boy, it's like trucks and balls. You know,
you better get him a Tonka truck and better teach him how to get out and play in the dirt.
He's got him.
All right, good.
Well, he's got him.
Dang right.
I don't have to convince that kid to go play in the dirt.
Tonka truck. I want the steel.
You know, those are hard to find.
I hate the flipping plastic Tonka trucks.
I had the whole collection.
Steel.
I had the whole fleet.
Yeah, and I put them outside so they get rusty. Mm. So you get the rusty look to them.
Yeah. I used to ride them down mud hill. They were big.
Yeah,
they were big. Like you could sit on them.
I'd put my G.I. Joes in there and we'd have Tonka Wars.
Rush it.
See if the G.I. Joe could hang in there. Snake Eyes would always get fall out.
Here's a problem. Really?
Oh, Snake Eyes would fall out.
I'm not kidding. Snake Eyes was our man down every single time
as well. I don't know what it is about it. Maybe the mask made him more slippery.
Me and my buddy Alex, we would play G.I. Joes as a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Snake Eyes was always the one on the ground, falling out.
Maybe it's because he never did a PSA and he never sold himself out like every other G.I. Joe did.
Buck, search G.I. Joe PSA. It's in there.
They're the greatest.
We played all of them. They were so creepy. And there's like,
They're
you
not
can
creepy.
Take those out of context too, real bad. Hey, kids, do you want any candy?
So good.
Your mom had an accident. I'll take you to her. Uh-oh.
Look, Wild Bill.
Who was that?
Some stranger. He said Donnie's mom was hurt. I didn't know if I should go with him.
Well, just don't do what a stranger says. Check it out with an adult you know. Remember, a stranger
can mean danger. Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
You know how many life lessons I learned from G.I. Joe?
Hey, you want to get in this car? Your mom is...
I still remember if you believe there's a fire, touch the door with the back of your hand rather than the door handle with the front of your hand.
See? Yeah.
I got that from G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
We don't get that.
Thankfully, anymore. Never had to use it.
No.
And I think they started the term stranger danger because...
Stranger danger.
A stranger could mean danger.
Yeah.
Well, let's just shorten
it. I know when Wild Bill pulls up in his Jeep, I'm going to listen to him.
Yeah, right?
Dang right, I'm listening to him.
No idea where we how we got on
well,
that.
Well, we got about Christmas presents and wondering where kids are and what they're going to get, and everybody gets stuff. And, you know, I'm just thinking about themes in my Christmas time, and it's super important. It's
was there anything
time of
you
year.
Didn't get?
No, as a kid?
Like, yeah, like oh. you wanted and you just didn't get it?
Yeah.
What was it? Come on, let's talk this out. Lay down on the couch. Let's have a therapy sesh.
So there was a big Transformer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was big, and he was really cool, and he was super expensive.
Optimus Prime?
No.
Well, when was it?
No. Omega Supreme.
Oh.
Omega Supreme was pretty amazing how he could fly the entire Transformers. For some reason, he was so big that Optimus Prime was as tall as he was, but as soon as he transformed, he could get inside him. I don't know how that's possible. So could the Triple Changer, Astro Train. Because Astro Train was the same size as Megatron, but as soon as they wanted to fly into outer space, everybody could ride inside Astro Train.
This is like when Joel Klatt starts talking about math.
Yeah.
And
I'm just
everybody
blowing your
listening
mind.
Is like, what?
But I'm telling you, Omega Supreme was awesome, but he was so big and super expensive. And Santa said, nope. Santa said, nope, there's a budget. Budget Santa. Still hurts to this day. But I did get Devastator. So I guess that's a better secondary. Devastator was cool. All the Constructicons.
Oh, okay.
Did it make you feel better? There, I talked it out.
Yeah.
Feel better about that?
Okay. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
I mean, I
everybody
feel...
has their moment where you put that toy out there, that thing you didn't get from Santa Claus.
Right. Santa you have said, to nope. You have to put it out there, and you have to go and get it. And
I'll deal with it.
You know, if you Santa didn't come through for you, mm-hmm. it happens in life. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're not going to get what you ask for from Santa.
It's right here. Everyone wanted the G.I. Joe aircraft carrier. No one I know got it because it was the size of your bed. It was huge. I did get the hovercraft,
massive.
Though. I did get the hovercraft.
I never...
Which was just middle-sized, but the aircraft carrier was so big. Oh, God, it was awesome.
Do you
awesome.
Remember the... there's the one G.I. For me, the toy was the G.I. Joe. It was like a big truck where you could like store them all in there, and it was the...
Of the
passenger truck thing.
Oh, yeah. Transport.
Yeah, the transport truck that was huge.
Yeah.
But then you flip it open, and it's got all the cool little
little things in the inside.
Never
store
got
all
it.
Stuff. Yeah.
Never got it. Got a bunch of G.I. Joes though. But what I did get that year from Santa was a Nolan Ryan. Remember the sports action figures? What were they? Starting lineups.
Yeah.
I got a Nolan Ryan starting lineups that year, which was pretty awesome. It was a good.
We just made everybody go. What's your best Christmas gift? Huh?
Yeah. All right. Well, here it is.
That would be a great textual
right there.
Well, tomorrow's football Q&A.
Yeah,
so next
we got
week.
A half hour left. Bring it.
Cam's not going to be here next week.
Oh, all next week.
Yeah.
Wow.
See you later. I'm on vacation.
Tomorrow's the last day.
Yep. I got work to do.
55305. Better you today. Text line. Justin Cam on the phone.
RJ, I love it.
Is your mom there?
No, I'm home.
Well, you won a prize. What's your address?
42 Oak Street.
Hey, Roblox, some stranger's bringing me a prize.
A stranger, huh? All he wanted to bring you was trouble. Remember, never tell anyone you're home alone and never give anyone your address.
I'll say mom can't come to the phone.
Smart thinking.
Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
You know, something I never thought about is how many packs of cigarettes the G.I. Joe sounded like they smoked. You know?
Yeah.
Real gravelly.
Hey, now you know.
You won a prize.
Half the
How
battle.
About that guy's voice?
That was pretty high.
Yeah, do we think that's a child doing the voiceover or an adult doing
child's
voice?
Adult. No, it's an adult. It's an adult.
I think it was Mrs. Sabatini's husband, the Cabbage Patch Head.
Oh, Miss Sabatini was definitely single.
Yeah, I would imagine that because she murdered her husband and all of the significant others.
I think she just hated men.
And Cabbage Patch Kids, apparently.
That too.
He-Man action figures, Keith in the garbage truck. That's his best action.
Oh,
I remember the day
so
I got
great.
He-Man.
So great.
Locked myself in my room and just He-Man the S out of the day.
Yeah, you did.
He-Man was jumping off bunk beds.
Super homoerotic. Loved it.
Yeah. Walking around his loincloth.
Oh, man, if I can walk around in my loincloth. Even Prince Adam looked, he was swole. You ever notice how Prince Adam was super swole? But boy, was he a wuss.
Yeah, that's a waste of space. Play like Tarzan, play like Jane, huh?
Yeah, I was a big Teela fan. She's great.
Tila Tequila.
You know what, Cam? You're a wuss.
Yeah, I was. Do that. Man at Arms. Orko, the Sorceress.
Were you
a Skeletor fan?
I was a big Skeletor guy.
Yeah, Skeletor, Beast Man.
Yeah.
Aquaman.
There's a lot of people
saying Aquaman,
the
Merman.
Cool stuff
Dang
that
it,
they
get
got.
It right. Sorry.
Merman. Yeah, Aquaman has a movie different. Coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, he does.
Did anybody, was there an actual market for Aquaman to be made? Did people want
the
Marvel movie
What's
for
his
Aquaman?
Name again, the actor?
Jason Momoa.
Jason
also
Momoa,
known
the
as
ladies
Khal Drogo.
Gasp and swoon over him.
Here's the problem. That needed to be Adrian Grenier.
Yeah, you and I have discussed this offline. It had to be Vinny Chase from Entourage.
They really screwed that up.
They did.
They really, and if there isn't like a tip of the hat to Entourage at some point in the show, they're doing that movie wrong. Mm-hmm. Like if
that episode needs to be on in the background somewhere
like
or something.
He walks into a bar to bust some skulls or whatever.
Yeah.
For fishermen that are mistreating the dolphins. And that episode of Entourage better be on a television screen, you know? Because Aquaman was such a big role part of the show.
Yeah, but Vinny Chase is a scrawny dude, man. I don't want to see that.
So was Aquaman.
Not tough. But Aquaman was not scrawny.
Dude.
He was part of the Super Friends. He was lean. And the fact I'm very disappointed that it's not an orange top that we're not wearing here.
Yeah, orange top and like green tights.
Green tights.
Little webbed flippers.
And see the circles coming out of his head as he's talking to all the fish.
I loved Aquaman mostly because I thought it would be the coolest to like go in the ocean, be able to breathe, and like
who knew Aquaman
tell the dolphins to like parade you around and fight the sharks.
I have another
you.
Thing about this. Aquaman doesn't have super strength, but Aquaman can lift just boats out of the water. Why is everybody super strong? Because there's nobody that's weak. You ever notice that?
Well, that'd be the worst superhero.
No, it's
ever.
Not. He can
Weak
swim.
Man.
Average man.
Weak man. No, but he can.
It's called your dad, kid. Yeah, look at him.
But Aquaman was not originally strong. He's not super strong. It's like, what is he getting his strength from? where is that from? Just because you're from Atlantis, you're strong.
Fish oils. Fish oils.
I get why Wonder Woman's strong. She's a Greek god. Okay, mm-hmm. Came from Zeus. I know why Superman is strong because the sun gives him his strength.
He's an alien.
Yeah, I get it. Why the Hulk is strong? Okay, he's a mutant.
Why is Batman strong?
Batman is not strong,
but in the movies he is.
No, he's not.
In the movies
he uses
he is.
The cheating suit.
Well,
no,
he's
a lot of
cheating
tough.
Oh, the cheating suit.
The
helps
cheating
him lift
suit.
Stuff?
The strong suit when he fights Superman. But he's not tough. He's strong. He's tough. I'll give him. He's tough. Batman's tough. But super strength shouldn't just be arbitrarily given into that.
If you had a choice, would you rather be the Green Lantern or Aquaman? Because those are the two like least liked superheroes, right?
Green Lantern.
What was the Green Lantern's deal?
That
like,
was bad.
What was he? They lit up green. He lit up green.
He's got the ring, power ring.
He's a stoner.
It's a whole alien people.
Yeah. See, Green power Lantern. Ring. No. So I'm going Green Lantern at the bottom. Then I'm going Aquaman. And then I'll go. Flash, Wonder Woman, Superman.
Ooh, I like Flash.
No, Batman, then Superman. Mm. I love Flash Gordon.
Flash is cool. Flash Gordon or Flash?
Or Flash.
Flash.
Flash. The Flash, to be super fast like that?
Yeah, he's not super strong, but super fast. Good.
Okay.
All right, so we've established that.
This sports show really has gone off the
Well, we were talking, it is the Christmas holidays, and sometimes you get, what was your best sports gift then? If we want to go sports gift for that.
My best sports gift that I ever got?
Ping pong table.
I'm going to tell you my story, okay? December 22nd, 1987.
Yeah.
I got a Wilson custom jet basketball. It was awesome. Full size.
Nice.
Okay?
Yeah.
1 month later, I was out shooting at the junior college. I used to always go shoot at halftime and play in the junior college. Mm-hmm. My rival kid went to Mount Vernon. Rival guy. Two punks. They're just punks. We were shooting around. There's a lot of kids shooting their balls. Basketballs.
Sure.
Ball bounced off to the left. One guy came up. His buddy came up, distracted me. The other one stole it. To this day, I know who stole it. He never admitted. It's one of the biggest travesties and things that ever happened to me. It was a custom Wilson Jet basketball.
Wait, hold on.
Santa brought it to me, and he stole it from me.
Hold on. Cam.
Yeah.
That's the biggest travesty that ever happened to you?
Sports. That ball was...
Sports?
Sports gift. We're talking about a sports gift that I had.
I was going to say, that's
he
not even your
biggest...
He stole
my basketball.
That's not even your biggest sports-related travesty.
No, but we're talking about something that's going to be etched in...
The Rose Bowl might fit
it's
there.
Etched in stone. That was a Jet... You were talking about when you get your first
one.
Leather
basketball. How old were you?
It was my first leather basketball.
You were 12?
I was 13.
13?
I was 7th grade. 7th grade?
You
eighth grade.
Beat him
I
up.
I was 8th grade.
You're big still, weren't you?
Yeah, I was kind of a wuss. I was a wuss.
All right.
But they were two of them, and they totally stole my dang basketball. You
That's
know what
messed
I?
Up.
Do you know what I did later, senior year?
Yeah.
Stole his I basketball.
I stole his girlfriend.
No, Woo! I don't believe that story.
True story.
Don't believe
that. That's the ultimate revenge.
Wait, I did. I stole his girlfriend right out from underneath him.
That's a good one.
Well, hopefully not right out from underneath him.
Well, no.
Hey-o.
I did get.
Whoa, that's aggressive.
Yeah, I did.
That's really aggressive, Buck. Best sports related gift though. Never forget it. Got my Hutch Eric Dickerson football uniform when I was like 4 or 5 years old. Eric Dickerson.
And you're a Patriot fan?
All the time. I had a Dickerson and a Walter Payton one. Loved them.
And you're a Patriot fan?
Uh-huh.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
You didn't stay with the Rams?
No.
Why?
Didn't like them.
But you loved Eric Dickerson?
Eric Dickerson, yeah. Well, it was like I got my own uniform. It was my uni. Oh, and good. I wore that thing. Every day, showing up to preschool, football uniform.
You're like that kid in Wisconsin who wore his Brett Favre jersey every day for like 4 years.
Yeah, except for I wore Walter Payton too.
Yeah.
So I was Sweetness and Eric Dickerson. It was awesome.
Buck,
awesome.
Would you get you sports gift? Sports.
Okay, so when I was in sixth grade, I got a Jerry Rice jersey that I was very excited about. And then this girl in my math class, Lily Chen, she took a Sharpie and started just filling in the white number on the back of my jersey.
What?
Just for fun.
What was her name?
Lily Chen.
I'm going to Google Lily Chen. Do we know what she's up to these days?
Oh, How dare she do that?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it was the first day I wore it to class, too.
Oh, I would have been
like,
infuriated. Yeah, I mean, totally see that uniform, the three stripes.
Yeah.
My mom's a nurse, so she had some alcohol swabs, and she tried to, like, wipe away the Sharpie. And then it faded out a little bit, but it wasn't quite the same, Lily.
You know what? I think this may... No, I'm not going to start a cyberbullying campaign against Lily Chen.
No, don't do that. That's not nice.
But
RJ. What? Better You Today text line. I won an official leather basketball at the Jax Ramsey free throw shooting contest, and my friend used it outside on the rough concrete.
Oh, dude.
The worst.
You put a leather ball outside?
It's fighting words.
It's serious fighting words.
Dude, my best sports gift was a Joey Harrington signed football.
That's not bad.
You can get one of those now.
That's not bad. We know somebody to know somebody.
Yeah. We could hook that up. 55305, the Better You Today text. RJ also starter. With the mini dunk hoop.
Mini dunk hoop.
Yeah.
Charlotte's Hornets starter pullover circa grandmama.
My brother had one of those.
That's good stuff.
I got a Minnesota State Screaming Eagles coach edition one.
Of course you did.
Yeah, got that one.
That's you still have it too, don't
still
you?
Still have it.
Yeah, baby.
I'll wear it.
I don't have my, I still have my first starter jacket. I still have it. I gave it to my dad. I think it's back in the closet. It's the giant, huge, monster 1991 Husky starter jacket.
I got the same
pouch?
One
front
for
pouch.
The expansion San Jose Sharks. It was teal.
Wow. You better not wear that in here, Camel.
Yeah.
I don't have it.
Cam hates teal. It's
By
like
the way,
a bull when bulls see red.
My father-in-law, huge 49er fan. Guess what he gave my oldest for his birthday present this year?
Cowboy something.
It relates to your jersey.
Oh, Jerry Rice? He
Rookie
gave him
card.
Jerry Rice? What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet.
God. How about that?
That's pretty nice of him.
As this one says, this made me do because this guy said, last year's Christmas, Dad gave me his Willie Mays rookie card.
Oh.
That's nice.
We're seeing a theme here. A lot of Bay Area guys.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best sports gift was a share of Packers stock.
Is that worth anything?
No.
Yeah, I don't
think
it actually
counts. But it's nice
it
to have if you're a fan. That means like you're a super
fan. But it's not
fan.
Worth anything. Like you can't sell that.
But like if you're like, I'm a big Packers fan, they're like, prove it.
That's
okay.
Cool though. That is
I'm an
cool.
Owner
I'll give
of
you
the
that.
Team.
I'll give you that. Yeah. That's cool.
I own an NFL team.
I own
How many
stock.
NFL teams do you own?
None.
Well, that's why it's cool. Oh gosh, 847 on the fan. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night, blinded by the light. All right. 55305, Better You Today Sports. Or Better You Today text line, sports gifts.
Great stuff.
Custom Monsters of the Midway jersey signed by Dick Butkus, Mike Singletary, and Brian Urlacher last year.
Wow.
That was unbelievable.
Wow.
I really like
it. So great.
Is it wrong that I want to buy one of those Monsters of the Midway sweatshirts?
No.
That,
not at all.
You see those on the sidelines Monday night?
Yeah.
Or Sunday night?
Them.
Those
That's
are
classic.
Cool. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong. It's not like you're buying just one Bears jersey. You're buying football history.
Yeah. And that's awesome. That's sweat. I like the navy blue, orange, and yellow, or white. It looks cool.
Yeah.
I like it. Let's see. Best Christmas present, 8 years old. Don Meredith, the signed Cowboys have it.
That's great.
Our helmets still have it.
My favorite one, that is really cool. My favorite one is that the guy, that it's a long text, but he mentioned he was a Packers fan and he's older, so there's no Seahawks. So his parents had to write the Packers to get him a jersey. They had a mail one.
Yeah,
you couldn't go to the NFL.com or it's not like you're going to get a Packers uni here in Portland.
No, that's a great thing about the internet. My wife has done all of her portion of the Christmas shopping and has not gone to a mall once.
Oh, yeah. Malls are dead.
It's all been online.
Malls are for kids and kiosks.
I go.
Well, yeah. You were saying your son just had a birthday. You took him to the mall. He got kicked out for loitering.
Wait, they did. They hung out a little late. Because the theater in the Vancouver Mall is in the mall.
Right.
But the mall closes at 9.
Yeah.
So you still got to walk through the mall to get out of there.
I am familiar.
There's no in and out. You've been there.
I've been there.
Well, they decided to hang out in the play structure, kids area, and Paul Blart chased them out.
Huh. I have a feeling they weren't just sitting there in the play structure area.
They were pretty funny.
But
when
kids
they were
will be
running
kids.
Out of there. It'd be kids. It's just, they were getting on the little dinosaurs, the little soft landing. And, hey, what are you guys doing? They bolted.
Good, clean fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it is good, clean fun. I mean, it's not like they're rolling doobies.
Well, don't you have a lot of memories of heading off to the mall and your parents dropped me off at the mall?
In the movie theater, yeah.
Yeah, my parents used to give me $20 for Christmas and they drop us off at the Alderwood Mall in Linwood, Washington and say, go get us a present and get your sister something.
Yeah.
And we just hang out at the
bucks.
Mall. $20. $20. I could fund the entire family's Christmas.
Going to a lot of...
$20 doesn't even get a cup of coffee.
I don't know how many, scented sprays and lotions.
Yes.
My mom and sisters got from me because Maybe. That was like, you get $20 and it's like, hey, I can get 3 for $5.
Bath and Body Works, here we come.
Exactly.
I am convinced, guys.
Smells like strippers.
That all the things we didn't get in my strippers, all the things we didn't get as kids growing up, that I didn't get my Omega Supreme and get my starter jack and everything. Everything's so easy to get now. We just buy it. For our kids to say, oh, since I didn't get it, we're going to get it for them.
Maybe, so you're going to buy your kids an Omega Supreme for Christmas?
If I could find an original
Why does
Omega
it have to
Supreme.
Be original?
No, it's got to be original in the box. Mm. I don't want a remake. I want an original.
Lily Chen, who vandalized your jersey buck.
Yeah.
Either she's a hacker or one of the other 5 billion people.
I was going to say you probably didn't have a lot
search.
Of tracking her down specifically.
What's her name? $6 million man doll. See him? He's on commercials now, too.
Is he really?
Yeah. Lee Majors.
Lee Majors. All right. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you Friday. Football Friday. Joel Klatt tomorrow on The Fan.